our zoning regulations. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, property number 14735000000, ending in 001.001, is approximately 4.4 acres in size, with no structures located on the property. And the parcel number ending in 002.001 is 80 acres in size, with a single-family home, a barn, and a shed located on the property. The property is served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So turning our attention to the screen, if Taney County Commission would approve this rezone request to 23005, following requirements shall apply, unless again revised by the Planning Commission. One, compliance with the applicable provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. Two, this decision is subject to all existing easements. Three, commercial or residential building permits will be required for all applicable structures. And four, a Department of Natural Resources, Missouri State operating permit for a salvage yard would be presented to the planning office for the auto salvage. So I've zoomed out quite a ways. Right up in here is our Mark Twain School area. Right here is Pro Tem Store, Elbow Road, Coker to Trimble. But we've got our parcel highlighted here, the two parcels. You might notice this big stripe that goes through our beacon. That's that high line transmission line that I'm not sure where it originated, somewhere in Arkansas or somewhere, that comes over towards Cedar Creek and that turns north right there. And there's just somewhat of a layout. All the parcel, all the property down there is A1, which I can pull up our beacon to look at it. But with that, I would turn it over to our applicants and there is some R1 because of the size of these lots in this area here that we zoned R1 at the time. Then the rest is A1. Okay.
Good evening.
Hi, my name is Melinda Trimble. And the 4 acres that you saw along with the 80 acres is where we're going to host automobiles. And the reason we actually moved is because in Elm Springs, where we live right now, they brought a big highway through and took out our whole place. Pete and I are retiring up there on our 80-acre spot, and my son and my husband have a Mustang restoration business, and my son also had a towing company. And we're not really continuing the towing company because we're so far out. And as you can see, if you've looked at the map, it's a dead-end road. Pretty much no one has to drive by us or see it. And we're open to doing whatever the committee would ask us to do there. Basically, our plan is to, because we had to move everything in a pretty short period of time because of the road that was coming through, we're very used to being good neighbors on two sides of us where we were. We had two housing divisions that had $600,000 to $900,000 homes. We had no issues there. I worked very closely with the city and the Springdale Fire Department chief. We knew what the rules were to contain things. We will continue to be good neighbors to the two people that are on both sides of us, as well as trying to keep everything by the laws that you guys have or the restrictions that you put upon us. Basically, what we want to do is we want to restore vintage cars like we have been. For every one Mustang that we restore, it takes two more old automobiles to make one. So some people look at it and say, why so many? Because of the numbers. My son has collected these over about an 18-year period. And again, along with his towing, there are other automobiles there now. Those we plan to weed out. We store a lot of the parts in some buildings and things like that. Again, every car before it was moved was inspected to make sure. A lot of these are really old, so there's really no gas or those type of things in it. You do have the transmissions and the fluids and things like that, but they were totally contained, so we're cognitive of that. I have worked with the Water Commission, filed all my paperwork with them, and did all the things that they requested of me, to my knowledge. I can't think of anything off the top of my head other than that. We have talked to several people out there. Again, there are a lot of misconceptions, I think, about what we were wanting to do or trying to do. There was a lot of information I heard about people fearing that it was going to be rezoned, their taxes were going to go up. I tried to explain to them that this was not a rezoning thing. It was just a conditional use. And I can't think of anything else to say, so if you guys have any questions, I did invite people out to see, to take a look. And again, right now, things are spread out a lot. As soon as I get my heavy equipment from Arkansas up to here, then everything will be positioned more aesthetically. Some will be sorted out. We're not a salvage company that's going to be crushing cars on site and things like that on a daily basis like a recycle center, because we're not a recycle center. Trying to think of anything else that might be helpful for the people. Again, never had noise complaints. In fact, when I went to tell people that we were moving so that we would have to be coming through the subdivision in some places, most of them said we didn't even know you were back there. So that was never a real concern to me about noise because of where I was to begin with and not having any complaints. And with us being on a dead-end road, we won't be advertising to get more people coming in and out. We basically use the parts ourselves to rebuild, or my son goes to swap meets and things like that where there are automobile shows and things like that. Not to say that there won't be people who might come out. We've already had some interest. I feel like we do provide a service. Like in COVID, we had a lot more uptick because people couldn't get parts and things like that. So I know sometimes salvage is frowned upon, but I think it is sometimes a needed service. That's my opinion anyway.
So as part of the business model, do you have like an online website to sell parts? Or
no, it's all been word of mouth. I mean, like I said, he goes around. He's kind of known as the Mustang man. People know he has a lot of those vintage Mustangs. It's a very specific year period that he has collected. And so mostly it's, like I said, it's word of mouth. People knows him, that he knows. They'll call. We'll send some stuff out, but I don't even have a website where I advertise or anything like that. Again, I have probably 8 to 10 cars that we've built out over this last couple of years that's setting up there waiting to be sold or whatever. I mean, that's where we want to get, where it's more like that, where we're mostly just building out these vintage cars. It's something my husband can do in his retirement, and my son enjoys it as well. And that's what we plan to do there. My son's building an 80 by 60 shop that they'll work out of on the 4 acres where the cars are. That's all they're going to do, is they're just going to be sitting there. Of course, we will have security. A really nice security system is going to be put into place, as well as fencing, just for safety's sake, and theft and things like that. So. And, of course, we're open to whatever this committee might suggest.
And how many cars are you planning to move there?
Well, right now there are about a little over 500. And like I said, there's probably about 150 that will be taken away as we're sorting through these, because we're going to probably get it down to where there's just the Mustangs. And like I said, it takes 2 to 3 Mustangs to build out one. And so we hope to have the approval to keep, when it's all said and done and everything's arranged and one, to start out with about 400 so that we can start the process. And then again, as these cars aren't something that you can just find anywhere, so it's not like we're going to be finding a bunch more and bringing them in. It'll dwindle down over time. But, I would like to be able to have at least that many once we sort out everything, if the committee approves it.
So 400 is a workable number?
Yes, sir.
hoods all drained out of these?
Well, now you, the gas mostly is, but the most of the transmission, some of the older ones, yes, the transmission stuffs aren't even there. But again, when I talk with the Springdale fire chief, those things in casing, I mean, normally they don't cause much problem. And again, we check them frequently, and they were all checked upon being moved because we needed to check them before they were moved. And they're all in case. And that's just something that you regularly do in a salvage yard. Is you just, but again, once you set them, you pretty much leave them alone until you either sell them, take them out for a rebuild, or to depart. And so it's not like you're messing with them all the time other than just checking them. And we were there for, in the spot we were in, for 18 years, and we never had an issue. Even when there is a tiny spill, we know how to clean that up immediately. And the fire chief even told me that usually they're so small it doesn't ever cause an issue unless you had all 400 all at one time blow up or something. You know what I mean? Just open up and so.
Okay. Well, why don't we, let's see who will sign up to speak. So, did anybody sign up to speak for the proposed application? Anyone sign up that wants to speak that is opposed to the application or concerned? Got about three or four that. You want to go ahead and start up here? Sir, did you sign up in the very back?
Yes.
I did not, but I would like to.
Yeah, you know, you came in late, and it was crowded here, so I don't mind if you want to come up and see while he's talking, if maybe you can go out that door and come back around. Ready, roll.
I have...
Your name, sir?
Tom Ailey. Okay. I live at 1572 Ailey Lane, Pro Tem. I'm president of Ozark Underground Laboratory. I have a prepared statement that I would like to have entered as part of the record.
Okay.
And I have additional copies if they can be circulated.
Sure.
If you want them.
I better keep one that I agree from.
I'll keep one for the record here then. Now, remember, you've got 4 minutes, so you might want to summarize, especially since we've got a copy.
I recognize that. Thank you. I'm a registered geologist, registered in the state of Missouri. I'm also licensed as a professional geologist.